Grandma got sick and had to go to the hospital. Then your car got all smashed up. How can you still trust God, Grandpa?
We don't know the reasons why God allows problems we can't solve, but He is always there for us. You're listening to Keys for Kids. Our story today, pine cones. Romans 5, starting right at verse 1. Therefore, since we have been made right in God's sight by faith, we have peace with God because of what Jesus Christ our Lord has done for us. We can rejoice, too, when we run into problems and trials, for we know that they help us develop endurance. And endurance develops strength of character, and character strengthens our confident hope of salvation. And this hope will not lead to disappointment, for we know how dearly God loves us, because He has given us the Holy Spirit to fill our hearts with love. Our story, pine cones. The big nose from the horse Firefly blew a gust of air into the side of Torrin's head. He turned and patted his grandparents' horse before continuing to brush her glossy brown coat. He was glad his parents had let him come to Wyoming to help with the chores on the ranch for a while, after everything that had happened. In late May, his grandmother got sick and had to go to the hospital. Then one day, when Grandpa was going to see her, another car crashed into his. Grandpa wasn't hurt, but the car was totally wrecked. That same week, a pine tree behind the stables had been struck by lightning and burned down. Torrin finished brushing Firefly and sent her out to the pasture. He thought about asking Grandpa if he wanted to go horseback riding later that day, but Grandpa always seemed tired from taking care of Grandma, who was home now and in bed most of the time. Grandpa would probably want to go to bed early so he wouldn't be tired at church in the morning. I don't see how they can trust God after everything that's happened to them, Torrin thought. Care to take a walk? Asked Grandpa after church the next day. Sure, agreed Torrin. As they passed the remains of the tree that had burned, Torrin pointed to the ground. Look, some of the pine cones don't even look burned. Grandpa picked up one of the cones. Well, that tree was a lodgepole pine, he told Torrin. This kind of cone only opens when it's exposed to a great deal of heat. A fire seems like a bad thing, but there will soon be new trees growing because of it. Grandpa smiled. Through His marvelous handiwork, God ensures that even a fire will result in good. I didn't know God made pine cones like that, said Torrin. Oh, He sure did, answered Grandpa. He handed the pine cone to Torrin. It's been a rough summer for us. Sometimes it's easy to get discouraged. But when I look at these pine cones, I'm comforted. I know God can bring good out of the fiery trials we face. He cares for us, Torrin, and wants what's best for our lives. Well, how about you? Have you experienced bad things in your life? Remember that the Lord is there for you. He cares about the forest enough to make sure new life comes from a fire, and He cares about you even more. Look to Him for comfort and peace when bad things happen, and trust Him to bring good out of the difficult experiences in your life. James 1, verse 2, count it all joy when you fall into various trials. And our key thought, God cares for you. Have you checked out our Keys for Kids radio? Go to keysforkids.net. And see all the great programs you can listen to, like Paws and Tails, Karen and Kids, We Kids with Mr. Nick, and also Keys for Kids. Check it out soon, keysforkids.net.